赖世雄教你轻松说英语。
各位听众大家好，我是赖世雄，今天为大家带来的是第353个单元。
Hi, I'm Karen. Today we're on unit 353 and we're in a hospital today.
今天在医院里头， so we can see in this picture two people. One is obviously a nurse and the other
is a doctor.
Is a doctor. 一个是护士，一个是医生。护士的英文怎么拼的？
Nurse is spelled N-U-R-S-E. N-U-R-S-E. Nurse. My sister is a nurse.
我妹妹或是姐姐是个护士。You can see that somewhere, 在这个图画里头 you can see, in the nurse's hand, there is a notebook or something. 是不是一个笔记本，对不对啊？ 那么然后呢 the doctor also has something, you know, in his pocket, 在他的这个口袋里头，那是什么东西啊？
Is that a stethoscope?
哎，就是听诊器。我正要来讲这个字，听诊器怎么说的？
It's spelled S-T-E-T-H-O-S-C-O-P-E. S-T-E-T-H-O-S-C-O-P-E.Stethoscope, 比较不好念啊，请注意 Stethoscope, TH, 念作丝，舌尖要放在牙齿间 Stethoscope
Stethoscope, 那么这个呢，通常听筒呢，是听在心脏上的咚咚咚咚这样，对不对啊？
Right.
但是呢，有时候呢，我就拿听筒，我随便乱放这样，我放了有一次放在喇叭上面，不得了，哇塞，哇
painful,
痛苦啊。好，我们来看今天这个对话是怎么说的。
Is the patient going to live? Is the patient going to live? It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
Is the patient, patient 是一个很好的字，就是病人。Is he 或者是 she 啊 going to live? 他准备要，他会活下去吗？这边呢 is going to 就是即将的意思，就等于 will, 就等于 will the patient live, 他会活下去吗？
Well, tell the patient to be patient.
那这个时候就告诉病人，记住要耐心哦。刚才就是两个字，对吧？同一个字带有两个不同的意思。He is very patient, 他很有耐心的。但 he is also a patient, 他也是一个病人，当名词的病人，对不对啊？
对，而且当形容词的时候是很好用，你可以说 please be patient, please be patient, 耐心一点吧。
耐心一点吧。A teacher should be patient with his students, 就是老师应当对学生要有耐心 to be patient,后头一定要加个 with 这样的用法，啊，这个时候呢，对方就说很难说耶。
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
好，我们现在把这个对话再说一遍。
Is the patient going to live? Is the patient going to live? It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
It's hard to say, 在解说里头是很棒的用法，就是说很难说，说不准。所以我们看下面有一个例子啊，他说选举会对经济造成什么样的影响呢？很难说。
How will the election affect the economy? How will the election affect the economy? It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
所以 affect 也就是影响的意思啊， election 也就是选举。How will the election affect the economy? Economy 就是经济。好，这个时候对方就可以这样讲 It's hard to say, 很难说，说不准。我们有一点时间，再把这个对话，我们再练习一遍。
Is the patient going to live? Is the patient going to live? It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
好，我们下次同一时间再会。
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
刚才您听。